Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I believe Jake has found our new friend, Michael, from LoveBots, BOTZ.com. And I don't know if you've seen this, but there's like a whole side thing of pornography that's a machine, effing machines, I call them. This is way, way deeper than I ever imagined. There's, for females, the Maestro, the Versa F, the Autobanger, the Rodeo Rider, the Toolbox, the Matrix Multi-Angle Sex Machine, the Robo F Adjustable Position Portable Sex Machine, the Axis Multi-Angle Sex Machine, of course, the Saddle, the Sibian, the Saddle Deluxe Riding Set, the Thrustbot, the Jackshammer, J-A-X-X-X, the Milker, the Sex Box Undercover Sex Machine, the Pleasure Pole, which is just a pole with a, like a shepherd's hook, the dildo. I think it's for big people with short arms. You know what I mean? Like T-Rex, yeah. T-Rex horny too. That
yeah,
kind
it's
of
like,
thing.
A, like, yeah. A ba- like a back scratcher, but not.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can do it from behind or you can lay on your back and do it. I was like, look at that. I go, why would you? Oh, yeah.
I've seen the internet.
Because sometimes T-Rex gets horny. You, the Super Milker, the Athena Ultimate Sex Machine, the Mega Pounder Handheld Dildo. We're weird people, man. How about the 4-in-1 Bang & Bench Sex Machine or the Pro Banger Sex Machine with remote control AG568? Whitney be interested in this?
Yeah, she would be interested in some of that.
Because it could be. But I can see where it could be fun.
But something simple that could be hidden easily, like...
Oh, you mean, so your kids don't walk in and go, shuk-a-da, like the goddamn steam engine going across the Western Plain?
I don't know if it's worse to see my son or my daughter riding saddle.
Yeah.
And they're quiet, too. Like, I mean, some of them are super quiet.
Which one? Because I've seen some of these movies.
Well, the Sibian is not, like, super loud.
Well, it's harmonically. It'll separate the sheetrock in your wall.
Yeah. Well, it'll knock her fillings out.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the Sibian thing?
I don't think so.
Oh. It's like, it's a super vibrator saddle you sit on. It's like a half a barrel. And then it's got attachments. And then this crazy, it's got a rotary dial. And, man, you've watched this thing go. Like, girls' eyeballs are rolling back in their head. They're losing consciousness. Like, their feet are making fists.
Jesus, how have I missed this?
You want to put linoleum down.
The Internet.
Bringing the world to your fingertips. Information. Technology. E-commerce. And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the Internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now, as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
And all that was just for the ladies. Now we got the men, the auto strokers, the ultra baiter thrusting and swirling automatic stroker, the Masterbot superpower, the strobe multifunction rechargeable stroker AE393, or the flicker tongue masturbator, the beat it 8 times rolling and rhythmic masturbator, maybe the spin master 10 times. I don't even know what the spin master is, but I feel like it'll buff you into a high sheen.
Your dance floor is going to be something.
And Michael is the proud purveyor of this, doing the Lord's work. Michael, how are you?
I am great. How are you today?
I'm well. You guys have been busy with LoveBots with a Z, LoveBOTZ.com. You've got everything we've ever seen in any movie. I mean, this is the complete collection.
For machines, we do. We're actually part of a bigger company called XR Brands, and we do about 2,000 total products, about 60 in the machines. like you said, most of the machines are made for women. There is a milker unit, which is a full machine made for men, and we make it all packable in a roadie case
so you can
hide it from the kids.
Sure. Is it lockable? Does it have a clasp you can put a padlock on it?
Yeah, you can actually put a padlock on it if you need to. After the kids get to be 3 or 4 and start to get curious, you can lock it up.
Yeah. Because let me tell you something. I'm all for everybody having a good time as an adult, but I, the last thing I want is to walk in and see my mom's, you know, little engine that could.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. My mom's 70, so I don't. Yeah, I want no part of that either. So, but it's the machines do really, really well. I'm not going to lie, COVID has been very good for the adult business, kind of overall, for us specifically, but for everybody I speak to.
Yeah, of course. Listen, if you, I said this at the beginning of 2020. If you send everybody to their houses to work, you're going to get even, obviously, less work, but half the time is going to be spent masturbating. When you're home alone, it's I'm just saying this. First of all, every guy in the world knows exactly what I'm talking about, and I would say 75% of the ladies. Would you say that your alone time went up, Nick?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
you have time on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go out. I've watched everything on Netflix.
And it's free.
That's right. Now, then at that point, you realize, I want to go a little weirder.
Yeah.
That's where everything else comes in. The auto strokers for men, that stuff. Apparently, this is the business. What's the Spin Master? That I was just talking about that. Is it thing that says spin in circles?
It does, but not in an uncomfortable way.
Okay.
When I first saw it, I was a little concerned that it, you know, but it's, so it's got very looser nubs on the inside, so you can feel it, but it's not something that grips and then spits.
Yeah, because I'm afraid you take the, you know, the clear coat off, if you will.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want to take the skin off. You just want to enjoy yourself.
Well, you got to be careful. Like, Nick got a new Hitachi wand, and it was so good and high-end. That,
I should have tiptoed into using it and like upping my, I guess not volume, but basically the speed.
Yeah,
and I got a little cocky and I scuffed my dance floor.
Understood. Yeah, no, that is a very frequent thing. The top end of all these machines is pretty powerful. And particularly if you're not used to it, it can it can teach you a lesson. Let's put it that way.
It's one that stuck with me. You're right.
Now, tell me about what's so special about the new Vibra Head one. It's a uniquely designed masturbator, it says, a category all of its own.
It is. It's been our most popular male item so far this year. It looks kind of, Jake and I were talking about it earlier. It looks kind of like a bowling pin, which we like.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons that it's super popular is it's very powerful, but with batteries rather than rechargeable. So it's actually a great travel piece. All of my personal business is overseas. It's been weird for COVID because I can't travel, but I spend about 7 to 8 months a year on the road overseas. So those kinds, a lot of our toys are difficult. You've got different plugs. You've got things like that. The beauty of this is this will go anywhere in the world as long as you've got 4 AA batteries and the power is there. Usually battery operated machines like this don't have the torque or power, but this one we really really hit the nail.
I was wondering where we're going with the, because I've always thought rechargeable was better until I realized you have to do like an infomercial where you're there with your Vibra Head and you realize he's in Tokyo and he's like, oh no, I didn't bring my power converter.
It's true.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. Literally all my personal business is overseas, so I have to think about that with every product. You know, it's one of those like plugs, or I deal with 5 different plugs in the world.
Now, do you carry this on or do you check it in your bag?
Always check. Always check for the, now, you have to remember, I literally carry a whole suitcase full of sex toys every
time. Gotcha.
So I get the looks. I mean, the best for me is when I get to Australia, you have to take all your suitcases off and put them through an x-ray machine in front of the security people. And so every time they look at me like, are you really just a super sexual person or is this your business?
Dude, your best bet at that point is to never break eye contact with them. Just don't let them.
I used to be shy about this, trust me, many years ago. But now, no. Oh, yeah, no. That's what you think it is. You want me to open it up? I'm happy to do it.
Oh, I'm telling you, I know. My girlfriend, same way, she used to be so embarrassed because we never check bags, always go with little backpacks. And so shenanigans will be in that. There's always some poor young kid. You can tell it's about a 6th day on the job. And he's like, and they're like, you could see them giving him the job. He has to look at it to the machine, and then what's I think she's like bag of dildos. Want to look at them? Like, no. Go ahead. Go on. Yeah.
I've done that many times for sure. Yeah. No. And that's become my answer. I used to be shy, even like on planes. What do you do? Now it's I sell sex toys, and 10% of the people just it stops them talking. The other 90% want to ask you questions the whole flight.
Now tell me this: do you find more girls? Because I'm curious about these crazy sex machines. Is this for because the guy's digging watching it, or is it because the girl's like, no, seriously, this is what I want to do?
It's a bit of both. My personal experience with these is from selling them is it's a ton of couples. They do sell a lot to like, you know, sex clubs and places that people want to do it, but it's really a lot of couples. One, they're not cheap. You know, the milker is the male item in that, and the retail price on that is $1,000. Now you can find it cheaper places and things like that, but it's a significant investment. You've got to be committed to practice.
I'm looking at this thing. It looks like it's something you would milk a cow with.
But it is, I'm honestly, I've never used it, but when you talk to people who have, it's the great experience of their life.
Hold on. I'm sorry. The reason I made that noise is I have the volume down, but I hit the video button. God damn.
Yeah.
You need to use some caution. Yeah. Let me show this to Nick real quick here for a second. I don't know if there's.
We have various sites, retail sites. And some of them are much more tame-ish, so the videos we take are very, very tame. And then we have one that's called ExtremeRestraints.com, which is a very hard site. So we record what is truly pornography, legally, for product videos.
Dude,
so
look at
you can go out and see how these things are used.
Hey, I'm sorry. So I've just had the screen turned around. The milking thing goes at, like, some ridiculous 75 times a minute, like Kegel.
Looks like a minion talking to me.
To me, it looks like
some weird cartoon. It's like its mouth moving.
It's literally like a Kegel going. Wah, 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 wah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty brutal.
And that's the thing. No human can. You know, there's no human orifice that can do that. So it's one of those that it does provide this amazing, intense experience, which can be too much for some people, like Nikki had with the other.
If there was someone who could, I'd give her my PIN number.
That's ours specifically. Some of these items we source from China, but that we've designed, we've created, and it sells like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, well, a guy will spend more.
$1,000 a pop.
Yeah, a guy will spend. A guy will spend more, won't he? Because a girl, they're down. But a guy, we're so weird and desperate to masturbate and to find something new and to get to the next place. I mean, we're just, we're animals. Like girls look great, and you know the drill. Women, you walk in your wife, your girlfriend's masturbating. You're like, oh, let's make. No. Don't stop. Just let me watch. She walks in on you. She wants to get out of that room as fast as she can, and you're just embarrassed because you look like a weird, angry monkey.
It is very true. But I will say it's shifting, particularly with the younger women. They're much, much, much more open to discussing it, to purchasing it. I just saw a survey that said 88% of people would welcome getting a sex toy as a gift from a good friend.
Oh, sure.
Was much higher than I expected.
But that's different. A sex toy, like a vibrator, dildo, something, that's different than one of these F machines. These things, like, you talk about, what would you say the most expensive one, or the most, extensive one? Would it be the Maestro?
We've got, it kind of depends on what you're looking for, because we've got some that power is the issue, we've got some kind of speed of thrust is the issue. But I would honestly, I would guess the Saddle Deluxe is probably the most kind of powerful and overarching.
Right.
I would say that's probably our best of our best. They're all quite good, but it's its own special kind of.
Well, listen, freak. I'm looking at this crazy one, the multifaceted sex machine, the Maestro. Now, so this thing, for those of you wondering, it's got a metal frame and two posts that go up. Then there's another platform where there's a flywheel and an engine. And it, Nick, so you see this? And then so the dildo would attach to the piston,
mm-hmm.
and it would go in a circle. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'd feel it.
Yeah. You pop
power
a line.
And speed and any angle. That's the other thing, too, is the power, the speed, and the fact that you can literally tweak it to just about any angle, and that's the real appeal of that one.
Any serious injuries on any of these?
No. None that they admit to. Nothing that, you know, I mean, somebody might have struggles like Nikki had for a little while, but nothing.
Yeah.
You know, nothing.
Well, I'm just thinking about what you tell the doctor once you punch a hole through the back of your cervix.
My best friend is a surgeon in South Carolina, and we frequently, he will have things that come up that's related to this world, mm-hmm. or something gets stuck somewhere or whatever.
Yep.
So we talk about it a lot. Yeah, they see a fair amount of it, but we're, with liability now, we're so careful with these things.
Sure.
We could make them far more scary probably if we wanted to.
Well, the real thing is, though, you think, is if you were to screw yourself up with one of these, I doubt you're going to want to go to court and explain it.
Mm-mm-mm.
You're like, right. Hey, Doc. I'm like, hey, yeah, I backed up on it. It was an accident. I didn't know it would go off. You know, it's crazy.
Right. 300 strokes a minute is what the Maestro does. And, I mean, that's you. To get it up to that, you understand that the thing is moving. You know what I mean? I've seen it, you know, it do its job. And if you dial it all the way up, you understand what you're getting into.
Listen, you know, a girl says faster and harder. And faster. I want to go faster and longer. I can do one or the other. I cannot do both.
Right. Oh, yeah. And that's, again, the other thing. That's why you need toys. Even if you've got you're a happy couple, toys truly do make things better. So there are nights you're just not going to feel like it. She's not going to feel like it. You're not going to put all your effort into it. Whatever. It's nice to have have something you can tag in if you need to.
Or sure. Whatever,
however you want.
Or she's like, that's fine. That's fine. And you walk out of the room, the lights dim in the whole house, and you hear Thomas the Train come firing up. You're like, Jesus Christ, it's been going on for 2 hours. Have you ever met a girl that 300... strokes a minute wasn't enough?
No, I honestly can't imagine. I mean, we work with the professionals. We do Jesse James, her line, the star, and we've talked about these things, and even people like her that it's with their business.
Mm-hmm.
That's too much. You know, I mean, yeah. So
what about the banging bench? That's the one you sit on. It's got elastic, and then basically it's like your seat's giving way. And you're like, oh, I sat on it. Oh, I sat on it. Oh, I sat on it. Like,
yeah. And we've got two versions: one where the dildo just sits there, and the other where there's an actual machine below you too, where it's doing the 200 strokes a minute thrust as well. So, yeah, we have two versions of that.
Holy cow! I just flipped on this one: the Athena's Ultimate Sex Machine. This one, A, it has a computer in the side of it. B, it has two of them for the double penetration. Man, wow, cool. Wow. Your childhood had to be something real different to get to that place.
Do you have to block out the next day because you can't walk?
Yes, I would have
hundreds
to say.
Hundreds and thousands of these a year, though, over the world. I mean, we sell a lot of them in Europe as well, but, you know, so it's, I don't want to make it sound like it's just the U.S., but, yeah, it's Australia and Europe do really, really well with the machines as well. They're big buyers as well.
It looks like an anti-aircraft gun.
It does. And that one is, again, it looks like it's got a computer on the side. It really is kind of a super high-tech looking device, and 250 strokes a minute.
Yeah, and it alternates. So, by the way, top, bottom. So it really does look like it's shooting down enemy planes. It's like, there's a lot going on this website, lovebots.com, but it is the best of the best. Now, here's the other thing. I know it freaks somebody out. You're going to spend that much money. What happens if it breaks down?
Great support. All of our items, 2,000 items, have differing levels of warranties. But we give you an example. We sell a cage. I just had a customer in Australia, an end user customer, have a part go bad. I found another part and FedExed it to them myself to Australia. We understand that these are investment. We want that it to be something that works for them for a long time. We'll support it. So
I just happened to click on also while we're talking. If you're just joining the show, we're here with Michael from lovebots.com, B-O-T-Z. And the iGasm spinning stimulator, it's got a handle, and then it kind of looks like a daisy, a flower of silicone, like soft little petals. But I assume this thing spins up pretty hard and fast. And so you basically, like, you ever go to the gym and you see a boxing gym and see a guy speedbagging?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, he's speedbagging your clitoris.
Okay. Not had that happen yet.
Well, am I getting that right? Would you say that's a correct assumption, Michael?
It is. It's less slappy than it is. Okay. It looks like it could be kind of slappier the way it's set up, but it's not that way. It's more of a kind of a tender thing. Okay. And I know people that use it all over on their nipples, other places as well. So it's this one is a little less of a an extreme toy, but yeah, no, and it's another really popular one.
Wow.
Michael, a great couples toy.
What did you do before you got in this, Mike?
Consulting. My wife is an executive with one of the top three technology companies, and I'm an MBA consultant. I just fell in this and fell in love with the people and fell in love with the business, and bluntly, it's an amazing business to be in.
Sure. Well, listen, it's funny because we get embarrassed about our own weirdness, but the truth of the matter is, it's the one thing we all have in common. Out of all the things we can't agree on, everybody, you know, what's the old joke? No matter who we are, we all can agree it feels good to get your genitals licked.
It's true. And when I got into this business, we didn't tell any of our friends. We were a little embarrassed. I wasn't really sure what to think, what people do. And bluntly, I was on a national radio show about 6 years ago, and all of a sudden my wife starts getting calls. Is it possible that your husband is on this show, and is that what he's doing? And so it all came out at once. So like all of our friends, and some of these are kind of highfalutin people, and the response 100% of the time was, why didn't you give me product? Why didn't you tell us about it? Why didn't you? There was nobody that like shunned us. They were all like, why didn't you let us know and hook us up?
Oh, as soon as you said this and you got discovered, I thought, man, it's bad enough to be in radio where everybody's like, can I get some tickets? Can I get some tickets? Can I get some tickets? I'm like, this is a whole nother game to be played.
Oh, yeah. I actually made a personal website where I give them the little bit of discount that I can give friends so that I was like, just go there and buy it. You'll get your best price. I don't give away to friends too much, blah, 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 that kind of a thing, just so that I didn't have to deal with it.
Oh, yeah. Now, listen, we've become friends now. What are you going to send us to give away?
Well, I thought we would do one of the Vibraheads that we talked about in the beginning, and I've got a couple of other things that I can probably include and send along to a winner if you want to pick somebody or have a call in or however you traditionally handle it. We'd love to participate.
Absolutely. You're looking, Michael, I'm a fan because I love the idea that you've got this incredible education, this ability. You're obviously a really smart cat, and you know the truth. The truth is, like I said, we all have the same urges. And, you know, if somebody else shies away from that, man, why wouldn't you jump in there, make a great company, make all the money, and make people happy? Like, it's a joke, but it's true. You're doing the Lord's work. Nothing but happiness comes out of this business.
I sell joy. That's what I try to say.
Yeah. Listen, tell them you're doing the Lord's work just to watch their face.
Yeah, yeah. No, I do. A quick story, 83-year-old woman gets on a flight beside me, puts a Bible in the back pocket. I'm convinced I can't tell her what I do. She keeps pushing, keeps pushing, keeps pushing. Finally, just to get her to shut up, I tell her what I do. And 83 years old, she asks if I've got any samples for she and her husband. She wants to take them home and use them on her husband. It doesn't end, and it doesn't, you know, you can't assume about people. Right? We're all sexual beings, so yeah.
This, you know what? Another thing I get out of that is, I don't know how long she'd been married, but she's still a goer. What a sweet lady.
I know. I loved her. I ended up talking to her the whole flight, truly. I saw the Bible, and I was really worried that she would hate my guts immediately, but it wasn't like that at all. We became fast friends.
Yeah. Had you opened that up, there would be a cutout for a pocket rocket.
I guess.
Listen, Michael, again, you're doing the Lord's work. I'm going to put you on with Jake. Let's talk about what we can give away today. Hold on. You stay right there, brother. Hold on. Lovebots.com. Lovebots.com. Jake, get him to send a bunch of stuff. Then when tea is terrible, we're going to punish him with one of these. See that machine right there?
Why is it?
Every time you tell another lie, the dildo gets longer like Pinocchio's nose.
Now, why am I the only one
until we puncture your lungs. You're on the bottom rung, pal. Because you also lie more than anyone else on this show. You
more
are
than Greg?
Yes. Look, Greg lies so he can get out of his truths. You lie because you don't know stuff.
That's not
like if I go, yes, it is. I go, hey, what's a kettle of Connecticut? You're like, oh, it's Wisconsin. Like, you know, you have no idea. So you make up answers constantly. And you know you don't know.
Well,
that is a lie.
I see. Now, I think the lie would be that instead of telling the truth that you know and tell something else, that'd be a lie. If you're just giving someone an answer because they're looking for an answer, that's not really a lie. That's still kind of informative.
Don't you wish he he would represent himself in court.
Oh, God, please. And please let me just be there. And
Your Honor, I will be representing myself today.
I love that you think you're just giving them information, even though it would be false.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a whole...
Oh, goddamn! He's an emotional hurricane! He's a whirlwind of neurosis, baby! He's the man with the head that's chock full of insane! Crazy pants!
I just clicked on another one.
What did you see? You two were losing it.
Well, because I didn't realize what it was. I saw another picture. It looked like a... like a bowling ball, kind of, with a dildo on it.
Okay.
Solid. And so when once you turn it around, I realize there's a hand holder on, like there's a grip on it. And so the ball apparently is the motor, and you've got a hand. So you're like Edward Penis Hands. It's like
it's like you're holding a Makita with a dildo.
Yeah. Yeah. No, here's the video here. Go ahead, I think you can pull it up.
As much power as you crave and never-ending endurance. Yeah. We call that our orgasm ball.
Oh boy.
Got it.
There it was.
Remember when he said those are our tame videos? Well, good luck, everybody on the internet. You enjoyed that.
Hope that was up loud at work.
What you guys missed was the orgasm ball effing machine.
I thought he was going auto banger, but maybe not.
Yeah, you know. It was called, but there you go.
My God.
I know, isn't it great? That's like if Captain Hook got super dirty with...
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Arr, he took me in. And it's going to work out for us.
Can you imagine just somebody wielding those, just walking around? Just walking down the street?
I'll tell you what, he can have my parking space.